亲爱的听友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 你可以在网易云音乐、蜻蜓 FM 等平台搜索英语美文朗读来收听我们的节目，也可以在微信公众账号搜索并关注英语美文朗读来收听更多美文节目并查看原文。之前看过一篇英语文章，名字叫《做有效的工作》。文章里说，我们普通人仅有自己所具有的能量和能力的 25% 用于自己的工作和学习。这就意味着，谁在工作学习中使用他们能力的 50%， 就能够出类拔萃。而极少数那些将自己的力量和智慧接近或者达到100%的投入工作和学习的人，就成了我们大部分人眼中的成功者。可是许多人想要草地更翠绿，却不肯多付水费。初入职场或者工作几年之后，很多朋友就发现工作仿佛偷走了自己的整个人生，人生陷入了拿时间换薪水的这样的一个怪圈。今天和各位分享的这篇文章叫做《朝九晚五真的是工作的意义吗》？欢迎各位收听节目之后，能够在文章的结束处发表你的留言，和更多听友一起交流你的意见。If you read one more article on happiness in the workplace, you're going to lose it. For you, it's different. You need to continue in your current job. Because your spouse is still in school, you are building the skills you need to move to the next level. Or you want to make a dent in that monotonous student's loan debt. Eventually, you will start searching for a job you love.But right now, you're stuck. For now, getting through each day is a battle. Work that isn't interesting. Co-workers who make you batty. A boss who doesn't seem to have a clue how to manage people. All this advice about being happy at work seems like a big fat pile of bull hockey.That simply doesn't apply to you. Sound familiar? If so, I have some good news. Yes, happiness is one form of life satisfaction, but finding meaning is another. Sometimes we assume that finding meaning is all about saving the world, feeding the hungry, or housing the homeless. But it's not limited to that.Psychologist Todd Hall defines meaningful work as work that contributes to the well-being of others is a way that uniquely expresses and defines who we are. Here are some ways to find that meaning in your work. Even if you think your job is a soul-sucking black hole of boredom. The first one, know your why.No matter your situation, you're at your current job for a reason. Maybe you need an income to save for a house for your growing family. Or maybe there is an illness in your family and you absolutely must have the medical coverage that job provides. That means while you are at work, you are contributing to the well-being of others. Your commitment to accomplishing those financial goals,supporting your family, or enabling that medical care is vital to your life and the lives of the people you care about. You may not be absolutely delighted at work every day, but that doesn't mean there is no higher purpose in what you are doing. In fact, researchers have identified that deeply meaning lives can also be characterized by stress, struggle,and challenges. So, take a moment to jot down all the reasons why you work. On those days When you get down about your job situation, reflect on your deeper purpose for being there. Number 2, express your human goodness. Character strengths are virtues, such as creativity, honesty, kindness, social intelligence, or gratitude, that allow you to express goodness and help yourself and others. Finding and expressing your unique character strengths can fill your life with more meaning and satisfaction. If you're not sure what your character strengths are, take this quick survey to discover them. Then, focus on learning how to use your strengths to inspire and encourage those around you. For example, if one of your top character strengths is kindness, you can bring that to your workplace by, say, performing one random act of kindness each day. Bring your coworker an unexpected coffee, for example, or share some bakery treats with your team. By doing this, you will find meaning from an intrinsic perspective, in other words, from what's already inside of you, rather than expecting your job to create and deliver a sense of happiness to you from the outside. And the last one, connect the dots. When you are in a job that you don't enjoy, you probably find the situation absolutely infuriating why you are stuck in this mess. But instead of dwelling on the frustration of the current situation, find meaning by connecting your past, present, and future. Reflect on a past situation that was difficult, one you were able to overcome after a whole lot of stress and struggle. Maybe it was completing your degree and suffering through that first eye-opening internship. Or perhaps it was bubbling through endless networking events before you felt confidence working a room. In the moment, these were probably tough situations. But now that they're in the past, you can look back and see how it eventually turned into something good. Whether it was a better job, boosted confidence, or a well-connected network. Now, imagine a future where you will no longer be in a job you despise, where you will be able to continue pursuing your goals, and where you will finally have a career that provides both meaning and happiness. Your current situation will get you there eventually. You just have to be patient. By reflecting on the past and connecting it to the future.